In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, preaching the gospel, letting you know that you're not alone today. The Lord is with you. I received a call from somebody the other day, and he was being tormented by the devil. But I know that Jesus is in his heart. I said, Jesus is in your heart, and he loves you. You have nothing to fear. He wrote back and said, it lifted when I read that. I tell you, it lifted. We need things to lift from us. Guilt, torment. We need to have these things lift from us. They have no part of the believer's life. Torment. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm reading from Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Anointed means Messiah. Cyrus is a pagan, but the Lord calls him his Messiah at the time, because Cyrus sends people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. That's why. Whose right hand I have grasped. Do you know that God's right hand has grasped you too? That his right hand has grasped you too? I know that's true. To subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him. When people are trying to make a decision for God, my prayer that I teach them is simple. Close every door softly and open door the one that's wide. Oh yes, close every door softly and open the door that's wide. Oh yes, how many times I've prayed that. It led me to the seminary. Led me to the seminary. Let's continue. To Cyrus and to us, I will go before you and level the mountains. I will go before you, the Lord says, and level the mountains. Make straight your paths, the mountain of fear, the mountain of guilt, the mountain of any mountain that's not of God. I will level the mountains. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you treasure of darkness. I will give you the treasure of darkness and riches hidden in secret places. Lord wants us to prosper by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Are you tithing? That's the first step. By the grace of God. So that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. Again, God does not call you by a number, but he calls you by your name. I just received an insurance experience, and it's all about numbers. It's all about numbers, not Father Tom DiLorenzo, but 873-421-865-B. I just made that one up, as they're like that. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by name. I call you by name. I surname you, though you do not know me. He's a pagan, but he's the Messiah of the day, because the people of where he is, sent back to rebuild the temple. Oh, yes, I am the Lord, and there is no other. That's for sure. There is only one God, and I'm not he. That's easy to say, but sometimes we take the place of God. We want to protect people. No, not protect people, but to pray with faith for people, declaring them healed by the sake of Jesus Christ, that the cancer would be burned out. Burned out. I want you to pray for Julie. She needs your prayers. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, burn out every cancer cell in Julie. Every cancer cell, burn it out in the name of Jesus. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Besides me, there is no God. He's the only God, the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I arm you, though you do not know me. Again, he's a pagan. He doesn't know the God of Israel. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. What's your Lord today? What's my Lord today? Be generous. Make sure it's not money. Be generous. Make sure it's not money. Things. The kingdom of thingdom. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. We become righteous through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus makes us righteous. Let the earth open that salvation may spring up, and let it cause righteousness to sprout out also. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to you who strive with your maker, earthen vessels with the potter. Does the clay say to the one who fashions it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles? Oh, yes, this is marvelous. I'm going to read from the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel that seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as the potter has done? I'm talking to you now. Can I do to you what the potter has done? We have Anthony, who walked into the school of the Holy Spirit 2 years ago, New Age, drugs, alcohol. He's a new creation now. God remolded him and poured out his spirit upon him. Poured out his spirit upon him. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as the potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. I am the clay in potter's hands. You are the clay in the potter's hands. Yes, he can make into you whatever he wants. He's renewed Anthony. Anthony is a new person. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new person. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will change my mind about disaster and that I intended to bring on it. Do you know that it's never too late to repent? Do you know? You said, I'm going to hell. Don't even think that. Jesus Christ has saved you from hell. Jesus Christ has saved you from hell. You know that? By his blood, by his precious blood, Jesus Christ has saved you from hell. If he turns from evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on him. And another moment, I may declare concerning the nation and the kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Oh, yes, we have to persevere in doing good. We have to persevere in loving Jesus. We have to persevere and not quit, run out of the race. Oh, yes, it's a long race. It's a supernatural race. We are to persevere with Jesus. Yes, you say, but all these bad things have happened to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn the tide. Turn the tide. No more bad things for these people. Turn the tide. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and its inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter, shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. God doesn't want to give you up. Turn now from your evil ways. You say, but I'm addicted. I'm addicted to pornography. I tell you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let me continue now. Chapter 45 of Isaiah. I will go before you to level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. Again, Cyrus did not know the Lord, but because he's sending the captives back to rebuild the temple, he calls him his Messiah. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, that's Cyrus, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. No one. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. We have become righteous through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, we have new hearts, hearts of flesh. Our hearts of stone was taken away at baptism, and faith. It's not only baptism, it's faith and baptism. Let the earth open that salvation may spring up, and let it cause righteousness to sprout up. Also, I, the Lord, have created it. Verse 17. But Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. Do you know that God wants you to be saved by his blood? Rather than put Israel in it, put your name in it. But Tom is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. That's just real. It's just real. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. Only in the Lord. We need to be in the Lord, because when we are outside the Lord, we sin. We need to be in the Lord. We need to give up our false gods, the computer. I know the computer does a lot of good things, but it has ravaged men, especially when it comes to pornography. You say, I can't give it up. I'm addicted. Get on your knees every morning and say, Jesus, may I be pure today. May I be pure today. Get it off of your computer. Get it off of the computer. Do that. And every morning, tell the Lord, make me pure today. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he. Even when you turn gray, I will carry you. I love the scripture that says that the elderly will still have sap in the tree. I want to be filled with that sap in the bushes, that sap in the tree. I want to be filled with energy as I proclaim the gospel of the Lord in the Holy Spirit. Remember this and consider. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. The former things of old, he led them out of Egypt. He went through the Red Sea with them. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. That's for sure. There is no one like our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No one like him. Declaring the end from the beginning. When I made a retreat, God knew how it was going to end. God knew how it was going to end. And, you know, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows the end of your life from the beginning in the womb. You're afraid to die. Well, let me tell you, it will be at the right moment that God will take you to himself. My mother was always afraid to die. Until she was dying, she kept on saying, I want to go home. And she meant heaven. She didn't mean East Boston. I am God, and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning. And ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my purpose shall stand, and I will fulfill my intention, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man for my purpose from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. What words has God spoken to you? Oh, he has spoken many words to me. And what does he say? I will bring it to pass. Oh, yes. I will bring it to pass. Oh, Father, we need a move of God. We need that God would move in a powerful way. This country and these nations have turned their back on you, God. We need a move of God that will call people back to salvation. And when there's a move of God, you don't have to advertise it. The people know it, and they come. Oh, yes, that's true. When we're at the espousal, not much advertisement, but many people came. Why? Because it was a move of God. When we're at Holy Rosary for a time, like maybe 3 years, people kept on coming from faraway places. Why? Because there was a move of God. I need a move of God right now. You need a move of God right now. Chapter 49. Listen to me, O coastlands. Those are the people that aren't Jews. They're the Gentiles. Pay attention, you peoples from far away, the Gentiles. The Lord called me before I was born. Again, he called you before you were born, and he called you precious. Precious is what he called you. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant. Amen. I am the Lord's servant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that I am your servant. I want always to be your servant. Israel, whom I will be glorified. But I said, listen to this. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. I tell you, have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt that way? I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with you, Lord, and my reward with my God. I tell you, it's all about being in the will of God. I've had that experience that I said, I've labored in vain, but I never did, because any time I labored, I did it in faith by the grace of the living God. When I pray for people with cancer, I pray with faith for the people. Oh, yes, there needs to be faith so that people get healed. And my reward is with my God. Verse 6, he says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations. I will make of you an adopted child of the Father. Oh, yes, I'm not only a servant, I am a child of God. You are not only a servant, you are a child of God, begotten by God himself, cleansed with his blood, making you a child of God. Oh, yes, how we need to know that. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. My salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Verse 8. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you. On the day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to prisoners, come out, and those who are in darkness, show yourself. Are you a prisoner to fear? Come out in the name of Jesus. Are you a prisoner to guilt? Come out in the name of Jesus. Go to confession. Get rid of it. What are you a slave to? Trauma? Be healed, trauma, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Come out of the darkness. Come out of the fear. Come out of the condemnation. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.